They're out. Yes, indeed. The 2016 Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey results have come out. 65% of federal employees say they're engaged at their agencies this year. That's a 1% bump over last year's score. But it's short of the Obama administration's goal of 67% government-wide engagement. Some agencies have made progress, though. Reporter Nicola Grisco talked about the results with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller.
Nicole, it's always a big day when the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey comes out. You know me, I'm a big sucker for a good FEVS article. So how did agencies do government-wide?
Right. Everybody loves the FEVS. So the overall employee engagement index score is up a percentage point this year. Went from 64% in 2015 to 65% in 2016. The Office of Personnel Management, pretty happy with these results. We should say, okay, you know, only one percentage point increase, but for the most part, I think Beth Cobert, who's the acting director of OPM, she was pretty excited about this. We should point out, though, that the administration's broader goal was to reach 67% by this year, and that obviously did not happen. Here's the acting director of OPM, Beth Cobert, explaining how that happened.
We set a goal of 67% as a stretch goal, as we were thinking about what it would take to move this. In my old role at OMB, I was actually involved in setting that goal. And what we said is that's where we wanted to get to. But, you know, if we don't set stretch goals, then we don't achieve as much. And so we have been focused across agencies on making improvements. And while we would have liked to have gotten to that goal, we are pleased that we have turn the tide after multiple years of decline to have 2 years of successive improvements across the government.
Again, that was acting OPM Director Beth Cobert. She says 80 agencies participated, large and small. We should point out, though, that participation was down this year compared with the last. The response rate was at 50% in 2015. It was at 45.8% this year. That means just fewer than 408,000 employees took the survey this year.
I have a feeling we're going to see some improvements. Talk about which agencies really saw better engagement.
I think really the big story this year is the Homeland Security Department. DHS is still ranked last among large agencies on this year's survey, but it reversed a 6-year trend of decreasing scores. So engagement is up from 53% in 2015 to 56% in 2016. That might not seem like a lot, but Secretary Jay Johnson was very, very happy with these results. And I think last year, if we remember, Jason, that he was pretty noticeably disappointed last year when the results came out. He said, point blank, I'm disappointed. We're going to do better next year. And they did. He says some individual components, DHS has 22, if you remember, made some pretty major progress this year. For example, Customs and Border Protection went up from 49% last year to 53% this year. Citizenship and Immigration Services, 68% to 71%. Secret Service, a 1% increase from 49% to 50% this year. But participation went up pretty drastically from roughly 41% of the workforce filling out the survey last year to 59% of the workforce this year. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, this was the big one, 48% in 2015 to 55% in 2016. That's 7% increase over just 1 year. So how did they make this happen? Johnson says it was a couple of different things. First, they set up a steering committee that was led by Undersecretary for Management Russell Deo, but they really targeted employee engagement. Here's Johnson.
This year alone, the Deputy Secretary and I personally participated in 45 employee engagement sessions in 22 cities across this country to discuss our priorities and hear employees' concerns. As some of you may know, I even put on a TSA uniform in March and went to BWI Airport to work alongside our TSA officers. We brought back the Secretary's Awards Program to acknowledge the good work of our people and their outstanding efforts. We improved at the headquarters department-wide level the level of communication, which has enabled employees across our 22 components to feel connected to one another's work and the department as a whole.
DHS Secretary Jay Johnson, a few other things that made the difference, he says they added a DHS-wide orientation program. So when employees would come through the door, they would get a video about what DHS did as a whole, as an agency, and then they went off and learned about what their component agency did. Johnson says they asked for suggestions for a DHS mission statement. They got about 3,000 responses for that. And he says that they made transparency about the hiring and promotion process a really big effort on this one. The goal was to tell more people about what positions were open and how they could get there.
It's impressive that the Secret Service had such a huge participation rate. Did Johnson talk about that at all?
He did a little bit. He said that they really, really tried to get more people to take the survey across the entire department. And he said he pointed out the Secret Service specifically as a success point. He didn't necessarily say why that agency in particular, more people took the survey this year compared to the last, but he said that was a big priority for them.
The more people you can reach, the better likelihood you'll get this engagement. So speaking of lots of employees who they can reach to, NASA, always a top one. Do they reach the top spot again this year?
They did. And actually, speaking on the participation point again, NASA improved their response rate actually this year. It went up 8.7% this year. 11,000 out of 18,000 employees took the survey. Charles Bolden, he's the NASA administrator. He was really impressed with this. And he actually acknowledged that NASA does have an advantage over a lot of other agencies.
We're able to put focus our leadership on career civil servants. We don't have a large contingent of political appointees. And so there's a term that I like to use, whether it's about missions or about people, and it's constancy of purpose. So when we seek to improve our outreach to our employees and enrich our employee engagement, I can feel satisfied that the same thing's going to happen whether I'm sitting in my seat or not, because the leadership team that I have, you know, under Robert Lightfoot as the senior civil servant in the agency, is going to continue from one administration to the other.
That's NASA Administrator Charles Bolden, and he says, again, they've continued to learn something every year from the survey, even though they've made the top of the list. He says they use those results to make changes within the workforce. He said that they can always improve, and they have, and they focused on three areas this year. One was performance management, the second was strengthening leadership, and the third was this employee engagement issue here. And he says, as an example, employees say they feel more trusted in the workplace. Here's Bolden.
They've got to be able to trust us, but they also, if we're going to get that from them, they have to know that we trust them. And a great example that I see of this is a heightened level of trust is the fact that we have increased participation in telework at NASA. And you know, when we started that as a technical organization, people said, but you can't do that. We're engineers. And we said, yeah, but everybody's not in a laboratory. You know, and if you're not in a lab or you're not needing hardware and stuff, you can, in fact, telework when you need to. And that also helps with quality of life and the like.
So that's NASA Administrator Charles Bolden. He attributes the success actually to mid-level managers. He says they were the ones that got their employees to take the survey. Their immediate supervisors, they also really helped a lot with this effort. And that's actually an area that many other agencies have struggled with in the past, that immediate supervisor point on the survey. Many agencies, many employees say that they don't feel that sense of trust and leadership from their immediate supervisors. And that's an area where NASA has excelled.
Nicole, one thing that stands out to me is year after year, OPM does this survey, and they do a pretty good job of just giving agencies tons and tons of data. Did Beth Kober talk a little bit about how this year is going to be different than maybe years past in terms of the amount and types of data that's going to be available?
She didn't specify any differences in whether or not there would be more data or if there were more items on this year's survey, but she did say that once again, for the second year, they're continuing to put all of this information on unlocktalent.gov. She says it'll be universally available for everyone this year. So, and she pointed out that both NASA and DHS specifically have really used this data to their advantage to try to make some of these decisions and improve their employee engagement. And we should say that you can find the full results of agency by agency of the 2016 Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey at unlocktalent.gov and all of our coverage on federalnewsradio.com.
Federal News Radio is Nicola Grisco speaking with Executive Editor Jason Miller. Check out Nicole's story at federalnewsradio.com. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.